we had expected that the House was going to act on a farm bill sometime either this month or in April. I found out over the weekend that there may be a glitch right now in the food security portion of it. So we'll see. In the meantime, I think we expect that the Senate will start working on this farm bill also in April. And so it'll be both sides working and hopefully getting a result on both sides so that we can get a farm bill done before the termination of this one. One of the things that we're looking at is some tweaks here and there, some for livestock producers, some additional tweaks for Title I. For our county, using NAS data instead of data that incorrectly reflects what in fact is happening with production in counties, giving county and city and state committees more authority. I have an amendment that I introduced with a bill that I introduced with Joni Ernst that we expect will be incorporated in the farm bill. But there will be a lot of discussions back and forth. We're hopeful that we can get some floor time and actually get it done.
Is there more bipartisan cooperation when it comes to a farm bill?
You know, the farm bill is always regional. And by that I mean, you know, the cotton growers gang up on the wheat growers and the peanut growers gang up on the soybean growers. And so, you know, that there is very little difference between Chairman Roberts' interest in this and my interest in this. And so the real opportunity is to represent our region and make sure that we have the kind of safety net that we need to keep producers operating. One of the things I said during Sonny Perdue's visit was net farm income since 2013 has been cut in half in this country. That puts enormous challenges. We haven't seen input prices come down the way you would expect. Some people think that might be the result of consolidation or inability of people to recognize that producers can't continue to produce with red ink. So hopefully we'll get the lenders back in the business of lending to our farmers by making sure that we have a robust and healthy crop insurance program. One of the things I will say is that when you look at the president's budget for USDA, there are dramatic cuts to the crop insurance program, to the research programs, and to the programs that help us market. That's exactly in the wrong direction. The other thing that you'll see is a trade policy that's not particularly helpful right now. So we're waiting to see what happens in China relative to the steel and aluminum tariffs. China promises that their reaction will be robust. So we'll see. We're hoping that it doesn't come back on American agriculture. That did not add to this problem at all.